Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now, Chicago, bring us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Elise Minnan is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including Stop Pushing Me Around, including Public Relations for Dummies, including The Art of Self-Promotion. And her website is marketing-mentor.com. Have you still got a sale going on your website, Elise?
I do, actually. I actually only do my sales through email. I don't do it on the store. That's the benefit of being on my email list. So anyone who wants to be to receive my quick tips can go to marketing-mentortips.com.
So if they sign up for your free tips, which are free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your free tips are free. That's good. So,
right.
And they sign up for that, then they'll at some point in time they'll get a notice saying, "Hey, if you like my stuff, it's on sale."
That's right.
All right, so folks, it's not too late to do that right now.
And I can even make an offer to your listeners.
Ooh,
they buy
the
new 2015 enhanced marketing plan plus e-calendar. They can buy any other product in the store. They get it for free.
Wow. That's a heck of a deal. All right, so folks, check that out. Go to marketing-mentor and tell them you heard about it from the great and wonderful Jim Blasingame and his show. Don't forget to mention all that. So, Elise, thanks again for being here. Thanks for making a special deal for my audience. We appreciate that very much. We're talking about getting our marketing plan going for 2015. What's the next thing we need to do?
Well, I'm still thinking about goals because I think people are either unrealistic about goals or unquantified. You know,
why is that?
Qualitative. I'm not sure why, but I just want to give some practical direction about how to think about it, because it could be they don't really know how to think about goals.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So two thoughts. One is, the idea of making it quantifiable, something that you can actually measure. And a really good standard one is 10% better than last year in terms of, overall revenue or number of clients or number of projects, whatever it is you focus on, 10% better than last year. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's a good benchmark, except that it could be based on, something, maybe there's something you need. If you're trying to drive gross profit, if you need a certain amount of gross profit to cover your expenses, maybe some new expenses you're going to have for the new year, you might need 12%. You might 10% is a good place to start, but as you refine what you're doing, you might want to say, a number that drives a gross profit that's a little more specific.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes sense. I guess my idea is in response to some of the goals that I hear people spout, like, I want to double my revenue this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, that's my article this week is all about that. My column this week is about, what's realistic about growth. Folks, use your head, and, maybe you can grow, depending on if you're very small, you can grow big numbers sometimes, but make it realistic and make it mean something, right? Not just a number. Connect it to some kind of reality in your business, some kind of contribution to your business. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I try to help my clients do is really basic. Figure out, what's your monthly goal, and then on the 15th of every month, you have to have a way to say, all right, how close am I to that monthly goal, and if I need to take some additional steps, what are those going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
Well, yeah, and if you and when we're talking about these goals, when we're talking about annual goals, I'm going to grow by 10%. When you break that down on a monthly basis, it's smaller bite sizes, aren't they?
Well, it could still be 10% per month.
Yeah. But it's It's not a $1 million. It's $100,000, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Or 10.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. What else?
Okay. So then, you know, the choices are, all right, what am I going to grow? And then who am I going to focus on? Because this is the place where a lot of people just resist. They want to go out and say, whoever, you know, finds me is going to want what I have to offer, mm-hmm. whether it's a product. And that's why I like to point people in the direction of, all right, doesn't mean you have to revamp your whole business with one single focus, but you do have to decide where to spend your time and money and attention.
Are you talking about who's my ideal, my profile customer, prospect? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. First, mm-hmm. that is the root of a lot of the other decisions that get made, right. Including which tools to use, how often to use them, how exactly to use them, etc.
Right. These are the people who really, really love and need your special sauce.
Yes. Exactly, and it's not who do I want to work with, it's who needs what I have.
Right, mm-hmm. And is willing to pay what I need to charge for it.
Exactly.
All right, I got time for one more real quick one.
Well, I guess in that pricing realm, who can pay what I need to charge, and how do I decide what I need to charge?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because some people think, well, people just won't pay what I deserve or what I'm worth.
Right.
But it has nothing to do with what you're worth. It's about what is it worth to them and what are they willing to pay
And have you helped them understand how much you're worth? Hey, Elise, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.